He simply told her that he worked for the corporation. Simply, 副词用来修饰限定动词 told. That is to say, he told her that he worked for the corporation, and no more. And no more.
那么他也只是告诉他的妻子说他为这家公司工作。
Every morning, he left home dressed in a smart black suit. Dressed in a smart black suit.
形容词短语表示一种状态。穿着漂亮的黑色西装离开了家。如果使用 dress, 一定要注意使用它的 ED 形式 dressed, dressed in.
For instance,He got to work dressed in a beautiful coat.
或者我们可以表达为 where, 但是要注意是用 ing 形式。
He left home wearing a smart black suit.
In new concept in book 2, we have got a set sentence. I think you still remember.
The following morning, the lady returned to the shop, dressed in a fur coat. He then changed into a wolf, changed into,
let me say,
he took off his smart black suit, and then put on his overalls.
他然后换上了工装。
Spent the next 8 hours as a dustman. Before returning home at night, he took a shower and changed back into his suit. Before returning home, you know, before he returned home at night.
那么同学们发现，在 before 所引导的这个时间状语从句当中，它的 return 的逻辑主语和主句的主语 hey 是保持一致的，所以这个时间状语是由介词 before 和动名词搭配而成，那么就相当于 before 所引导的时间状语从句。
Before he returned home at night.
那么我们应该用 before 和动名词搭配，以及 before 连接词引导时间状语从句这两种结构形式有什么需要注意的地方呢？我需要再次强调。如果运用动名词形式，动名词的逻辑主语必须是主句的主语。
Now translate my sentence into English.
回家以后，他好好的休息了。他回家以后，他休息，主语是一致的。So,
after getting home, he had a good rest.
吃饭前他完成了所有的作业。
Before having dinner, he finished all his homework.
那么在这里，晚上回家之前呢，他又换回了自己的漂亮的西装。换回
change back into.
No, change into, change back into.
Why?
We know because he wanted to keep his secret forever.
He was afraid that his wife knew the secret. Alfred did this for over 2 years, and his fellow dustman kept his secret. Not only Alfred blocked himself, but also his fellow dustman kept the secret. Alfred's wife had never discovered that she married a dustman.She has never found out that she married Dustman, and she never will. She never will, you know, she will never discover the secret.
这个句式结构 she never will, 为什么没有表达为 she will, never? 同学们有一种习惯的理解方式。Never, 这样的副词总是用在助动词之后，实义动词之前。但是在省略句式当中， never 要用在助动词之前。 For example, Will you go to see her? 如果全句回答的话， I will never go to see her. 而节略回答方式， No, I never will. 我们刚刚提到了在节略表达方式当中，副词应该放在助动词之前， I never will, 而不是 I will never. OK, are you quite clear? Now move back to our text. For Alfred has just found another job. He will soon be working in an office. So we know Alfred had become a white-collar worker, not a blue-collar worker anymore.He will be earning only half as much as he used to. That is to say, he will be earning less than he used to. Exactly speaking, half as much as he used to. 很显然，他的工资收入比以前要低。更确切的来讲，是以前的一半。在这个表达方式当中， halfAs much as 是什么的一半，注意关键句型 as 这个表达方式可以于 half, a quarter, twice, three times 等连用，表示倍数，一定要注意词序。 Now listen to me carefullyI want to marry a man who is twice as old as me. I want to marry a man who is twice as old as me. Twice as old as. 年纪比我大一倍的人是两倍比我大一倍。We got three times as many people as we expected. 来的人数要我们比我们预料的多两倍，言外之意是三倍。 We got three times as many people as we expected. This room is about three times as large as that one. 这个房间大约是那个房间的三倍大。 This room is about three times as large as that one. 同学们发现as 之间我们需要用的是形容词或副词原形。 As old as many as large as 表示是几倍。那么如果想表达比什么什么多几倍，长几倍，还可以采用另外一种比较级结构形式，比较级。那么这个时候我们常用的句子结构 times 倍数和形容词副词比较级搭配连用。 For example, This road is four times longer than that one. This road is four times longerthan that one. 如果表达为 as 句型结构， This road is five times as long as that one. 同学们是否注意到了这里的数词的变化？ This road is five times as long as that one. 那么他们所表达的语义才是一致的。 OK, now let's study the last sentenceBut he feels that his rising status is well worth the loss of money. 然而他觉得他地位上的提升大大的弥补了他金钱的损失，这件事情是很值得。同学们一定要注意这个框架结构。Is well worth the loss of money. 如果同学们想表达他所得到的是很值的，大大的弥补了他在时间上的损失。 What he obtained is well worth the loss of time. What he obtained is well worth the loss of time. Well, 副词用来加强语气，修饰五行是 worth。From now on, he will wear a suit all day, and others will call him Mr. Blobs, not Alfred. So we know, more people respect him. I should say, he has higher standards than before. Don't you think so?